Well, hello everybody. So today we are going to keep going with our ABCs. Can anybody remember what letter we are up to now? Ethan? T. Yep. So last week Jen did our first word for the letter T, and today we're going to look at another one, and that word is Trinity. Has anybody heard this word before? Or think they maybe know what it means? Robbie? Yep, there may be some churches called that, yeah? Anybody else got any ideas? Okay, so the word Trinity isn't actually in the Bible, but it's a word that we maybe use sometimes in church to help us understand what is in this verse. So the verse says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And I think that the word Trinity is actually quite difficult to understand. It's sometimes really difficult for adults to understand, never mind if you're still quite young. But pretty much what it means is that there is only one God, but there are three parts of God. Like it says in the verse, there is the Father, there is the Son, and there is the Holy Spirit. So, to try and help us maybe understand a little bit more about it, I have something here with me today. Can anybody tell me what they think this is? Yeah? It is a key ring, but it's also something else. Robbie? Yep, it's a pocket knife. So, there's a picture up there on the screen as well. Right, now, I'm not very good at opening this, but let's give it a try. So there are three bits of the knife, like you can see on the picture. There is a nail file, there is a little knife, and there are some scissors. And each of these different parts of the knife have a different job. Because you wouldn't try to file your nails with the scissors, would you? Because I don't think that would end very well. And this is maybe a little bit like the Trinity. Because there is one God, just like there is only actually one pocket knife. But there are three parts. And each part is important, and each part has a different job to do. And none of them are going to swap their jobs, because this nail file can't do the same job as the knife, and it can't do the same job as the scissors. That's why there are three different parts. And the Trinity means that the three parts of God all are equal. They're all as equally important. Now, we're going to have a wee think about what each of these three parts of the Trinity does. We've thought about what each part of the penknife does, but now we'll think about part of the Trinity. So we've got if we go back to the verse, we can see the three bits there. We've got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we'll start off with the Father. So he is the creator. So when we think about at the start of the Bible, we think about God created the earth. That is God the Father. And he has authority over everything. He works out how everything is going to work. He sends the rain, and he keeps the sun in the right place. And he is also the one that worked out a plan for us to be able to be saved from our sins. And then that was through God the Son, which is the next part. And God the Son is Jesus, and he was the one that came down from heaven to earth to save us from our sins. And then Jesus didn't stay on this earth forever, though, did he? He went back to heaven, and when he went back to heaven, his disciples weren't sure how they were going to manage without him, but he said that he was going to send something to make sure he was always with them, and that was the Holy Spirit. Now, if we are a Christian, the Holy Spirit is inside us, and that means that God is always with us, even though we can't see him, even though Jesus isn't on earth with us anymore as a man. And because God is always with us, it means that we can ask him for help if we ever feel sad or scared, or we maybe don't know what the right thing to do is. because he is with us all the time, even though we can't see him. So, I want you to remember that thinking about the knife isn't a perfect example of what the Trinity is like, because it's something so amazing that our human brains, no matter how smart we are, we would never be able to fully understand it, because it's God, and there's just some things about God that are so amazing that we cannot wrap our heads around. But hopefully, the wee demonstration has helped you slightly more understand about what the Trinity is. Okay, so we'll just say a really quick prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I just thank you that you are with us all the time, and that you did send your Son to be able to save us from our sins. Pray that you'll help us to remember that as we go about the next week. I pray all this in your name. Amen.